Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. I'm your host, Shefali Burns. Thank you so much for being here. It truly is an honor and pleasure for me to do these calls with you on such a regular basis. I was going to say daily, but it's not really daily, right? It's like three or four times a week, so it's so much fun for me. And I'm so glad that you are here with us today, because my good friend Kimberly Crow is here with us, and she's going to be talking about and doing a live group transmission, and we're going to be talking about embracing the divine plan, retonement of heart consciousness. So, you know, Kimberly and I, we always have such a great time when we get together and talk, whether it's on this call or whether, you know, we're talking, you know, offside on our own. It's always so much fun. And now, you know, she's in a beautiful, wonderful place. I'm sure she'll talk all about that as well in a few minutes. So, you know, she's going to be talking about how to build the foundation for restoring your divine self. And we're going to receive retonements for our heart's desire. We're going to embody states of being peaceful and balanced. And we're going to release the blocks, the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual blocks that may be holding us back. So for those of you who don't know Kimberly, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. Kimberly's been on the show with us before. So much fun, high energy, so many different processes come through, not just when she's doing a guided group process, but also when she's answering questions for the listeners, right? So just know that when information is coming through, it's really meant for everybody. It's not just for the actual caller, right? So if it resonates with you, use it, take it, right? So Kimberly is an everyday mystic and is known as the healer's healer. She is the sacred witness to the inner awakened mastery, I Am Retonements, and she is an internationally known visionary teacher, artist, and transformational healer with 30 years experience. And Kimberly witnesses the matrices of the divine and not so divine. She uses this awareness to transmit multidimensional healing frequencies infused in light codes, and she holds space to assist the awakening of your mastery purpose for its highest expression, bypassing the rational mind and clearing obstacles to destiny embodiment. So Kimberly's transformational I Am retonements are received from greater aspect and gifted to humanity, and these retonements speak directly to your core essence, activating DNA and allowing your master self to retone your individualized energy signature. And Kimberly's sessions accelerate life-changing solutions by transcending destructive energetic matrices so that your divine essence is fully empowered. So I'm so excited to be on the call today with all of you and with Kimberly, and we're going to be talking about so much. And I know that this is going to be all sorts of different processes that are going to come through, so I'm so excited. Kimberly, welcome.
Hey, Shefali. Thank you. Thank you for all you do. Always a pleasure to be on the show with you.
Well, thank you so much, Kimberly, for being here. You know, we're all going through such a major shift right now, right? And part of the shift, for me especially, you know, is about being in the flow and not really knowing what the future holds, right? So I don't really know what the future holds, but I'm being guided, right, by the energy, by my higher self, by my future self, and so on and so forth. So we're going to talk about that. So can you tell us, where are you and what's going on with you?
I am in Sedona, Arizona, and it's like last time I was on the call with you, I was in Asheville, North Carolina, and one day I was sitting and meditating, and my future self came to me and handed me a folder, and it was all telepathic, and she passed this folder to me, and I got this, you know, it's time. And when she handed me the folder, it was green, and I put it in my heart. And within 2 days, I knew, you know, I was supposed to come to Sedona. I mean, it was just like, you, this is where it's time for you to be. And basically, I mean, it took a few days, you know. I packed up everything and left and didn't know. All I knew, I was supposed to come, and I didn't know where I was going, where I was staying, none of that when I took off and left. And I love Asheville. I loved my life that I had built there. I loved my friends, you know, and it was like, but the whole piece that I was getting was to come here for the ascension codes that I carry and for the work that I do and the vibration, you know, that I agreed to hold in this sacred space for, you know, humanity. And so when this is what you do and you know that's what you're here for, there was nothing else I could do but to come, you know, to just walk, to get on the road and come. So that's what I did. And so I'm living in Sedona, and it's been amazing. The whole trip's been amazing, and being here and all of the things that have unfolded. And and somewhere in there, Shefali, we talked, we had like a day or so after that, and I told you, oh, my God, this has happened. And you were like, do it to me. And I was like, okay. And then you went, so now what do we do? And I said, I don't know. We'll find out as it all unfolds for both of us. Moving into the unknown.
Yeah, so what Kimberly's talking about is like she did this, connecting to your future self, you know, bringing in your future self and the energy of your future self and then seeing what happened. And so since then, of course, you know, my whole life has completely changed, right? I sold my house. I'm moving to Vienna. It's all happening with ease and grace. And there's other stuff that is starting to come through that I'm not ready to share yet, but it's other stuff is starting to come through. And it's like, well, so we'll see, right? But it's still the I don't know what the future holds. So, you know, Kimberly and I were just talking before we went live, and she was saying how, you know, she had bought a car, and, you know, she drove to Sedona and everything. And, you know, when she bought the car, she was thinking, well, if I need to sleep in the car, at least I want it to be a big car. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know, that's really being in the flow, right? Being really in the flow of going with the energy and not having to have everything planned out ahead of time, you know, of exactly where you're going to stay. And so it's like, oh, I don't know if I could do that. You know, it's like that is so brave and courageous. So following the energy is a courageous act for sure, right? So it's a new way of being, and it's about trusting the universe, right?
Yeah. And, you know, in some part of us, it's like we do know. You know, mm-hmm. We may not have the cognitive information stored in our little monkey brain, you know, our little pea brains that are linear, that need this, you know, this piece to this piece to this piece. But the future self does know, because it is us. It's the part that has already went through all of this. It's our master self. It's the part that has, you know, has made it to the other thing. And we're in these cosmic times to be able to connect to that. And it's like it's always there for us because, you know, time's not linear, and that's even hard for me to, you know, hold on to that one because it's all a spiral. And at all times happening at the same time. And so we can, when we let go of all of these concepts, you know, mm-hmm. that we can be in that time, that we can be in that time, you know, now. It's like here for us. You know, we just got through going through this grand cross and this new moon of Gemini, which I don't want to get into all of that, but it's like that. But it is a cosmic time, and it's like we're being supported by the universe to move, you know, through all of this. And it's like, you know, it's our nature of experience of life on Earth is self-discovery. And it's the unfolding of the awareness of the world that's around us. You know, and in order to do this, we explore. We learn. You know, we gather information. It's been part of the journey. And then as we assemble this information according to our emotional experiences, be love, hate, fear, joy, you know, whatever it is, that builds up that of the process, and then we believe that all of that is truth, the stuff that comes from that. And when, you know, when I'm working with people, what I've seen for a long time, and it was so far ahead of the time, the linear time I was in, you know, because this started happening in the 90s, and I was seeing this grid that's here now. And it's like, the chakras were gone. And it's like I would try to talk about this and tell other people, and they'd be like, what are you talking about? Where's this written at? Who wrote about this? And it's like, me, I'm going to write about it. And it's that we're that system, that's the system that we were in, and it was to help us use our emotions and to take those vibrations to the octaves and heal all of the past and all of the DNA remnants that we come in, you know, to do. And as we move into these grids that have already always been there, which is the Christ consciousness grid, which just means energy comes through the heart instead of through the mind. We've been set up in this where everything, consciousness just came through the mind, and then it looks for the emotional wounds, and we pull the vibration to us, to the challenges, the fears, the distortions, so that we can heal that. And it's the contract we had that we would come in and do all of this. And we're, you know, it's complete for a lot of us. And we're moving into this Christ consciousness grid. So that's what this, the future self holds all of that. And it knows that. And it's our, you know, it's our little lot, you know, to get there when you connect to it and keep doing that. And it is a process. You know, we do these, yeah. We get on these calls and we do all of these activations and all these light body things and blah, 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 and then think, okay, well, what happened? And it's like there is a process. I have to, you know, when these energies came in, it was like I got direct information, and then there's this part here in the 3D that I have to follow through. Because if I don't follow through, I don't change the channel. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, it's destiny, it's going to happen, but the soul has no real linear time. It doesn't care when it happens. You know, all time is time to it. So if I want this aspect for it to show up here in the time that I'm living in, then that's where you have to do the steps. You know, listen, okay, go to Sedona. And it's like, well, I don't know why, but I'm going. And, you know, there's been days here that I'm going, oh, what was I thinking? And then in the next moment, it's like, I'll hear, did you connect to your future self today? And so when I sit and do the process and the meditation and connect, then, you know, I might not know exactly what it is, but something unfolds just, you know, and it can be minutes, seconds later. So it's that part, you know, showing up for life and showing up for yourself.
Absolutely. I love that. I love the showing up. You know, it is time for us to show up for ourselves, right?
To be conscious of your own energy signature. What's the footprint that you're putting down, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So can we, because I know we're going to do process later, but can we talk a little bit about building the foundation for restoring your divine self? What do you mean by that?
Building the foundation, it's like this, the whole package that, you know, that I'll be offering is this alchemy of the heart. Mm-hmm. And building that foundation is literally going into the heart and connecting to your own heart. And from that, entering into that space of being willing to create from heart consciousness. And so building the foundation, all that is literally doing the practice. You know, to drop into that, the heart, and, you know, have the bravery to do it. You know, courage mm-hmm. is being afraid and doing it anyway. And yeah. It's like, so that, it's like stepping into that, the vulnerable heart, the part that, you know, that has all of its, well, I'm just going to go on and say it, oh, shit moments. It's like it was coming up, and I thought, can I say that on Schwally's show?
Yeah.
What I'm saying? And it's like it comes up. And it's like in breathing into that and being in the heart and trusting the heart to go there. And when you surrender mind to the divine and to your divine that lives, your deity of your heart is your divine essence that lives within inside of there. And when you connect to that, then your ego, as we call it, is used as a tool for the divine. You don't throw it away. It's still part of how, what gets us here. You know, I had to pick up the phone and dial the numbers to
yes,
talk
you
to
did.
You today. It's like there's a part of that that we still need action.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, and then it's the tool.
So, Kimberly, you know, one of the things that's coming up for me right now is, like, it's screaming at me right now. It's like so many people do not know how to connect to their heart, right?
Yeah,
which heart are you talking about? Yeah, and in which heart are you talking about? Are you talking about the emotional heart? Or are you talking about the sacred heart? Or, you know, like, there's so many different names, right? So can you go a little bit deeper?
Yeah, there is. There's lots of different names in what we've called it. And this is how Spirit has showed this to me, that when I enter into the heart space, I actually drop in, and we'll do that with the process, into the back of the heart. And what they showed me is that there's like a triangle there. And when I enter into that triangle, that is the triangle of awareness. And it's where spirit aspect, soul aspect, and human aspect come together. It's like it's my Trinity triangle of this being that I'm embodying for this lifehood. You know, it carries all of the codes of those of that come together. That's what the Trinity is. It's the aspects of us. It's spirit, soul, and human aspect. And so in the center of that is the divine self. It's like that all-knowing that's always been connected. It's that pure part that's never been separated. It's always lived there. And when we come in and we feel that non-acceptance energy in some way, because we actually only incarnate here to be love. We're just like little golden retriever puppies, you know. It's like we just want to be the little golden ball of love. And then when, you know, we don't feel accepted, we start disconnecting from that. And so what I have been shown is that front of the heart holds some of those emotional wounds like you're talking about, you know, mm-hmm. The heart has been so wounded from the belief of the non-acceptance energy, because we go through that where there must be something wrong with me, you know, and we start shutting down parts of ourselves. And so we start shutting down those parts of the heart, because there's different chambers, you know, within it, And so it's going through the process of opening the castle back up, opening all the doors up so the air and the light can come through. You know, air is spirit, so that can move through. So what they've showed me, that the easiest gateway to that is through the back of the heart and straight into what I call the sacred chamber. And that sacred chamber is in that home of that divine self, and trust in that. So that triangle that I see, sometimes when I'm in some kind of scenario, you know, that I've created and I'm trying to make a decision, when I go in there and connect to the divine self, I'll look at the triangle and go, okay, who's on top? Because it's like if it's balanced the way I sit, spirit is on top, and then like soul and human aspect are in alignment at the base of the triangle, and spirit is sending, you know, the octaves and the knowing and the understanding down to soul and to human, because soul uses human to maneuver in this lifetime. It's its vehicle, you know. It's like human aspect is the RV for soul to ride in. And so if they're not in alignment, that's when we get a little wayward and things start wobbling for us, because soul has an agenda. You know, it didn't come here without agenda, because it does have agenda of mm-hmm. what it believes are its karmic balances to do. And it uses human aspect to play out all of that. And even that is coming to, it can come to a balance for you. You don't need to be, you know, you don't have to be knocked around by the soul agenda anymore either, because it's ready to surrender that and move into that, you know, that relationship where it's one with spirit. And it's like, so it's surrendering that part of soul aspect too. And so that's the process that we're in. That's what ascension is. That's what, you know, all of humanity came here to go through, and to release this and to be one with spirit and to embody spirit into this physical 3D. And that's, you know, that's what the whole ascension is. And it's like we've had ones that come before us that have done that, and, you know, we're at a gateway that for many people to do that, because we all have the capability to be that awakened master. So that is how I use that energy. Oh, so like when I've got some kind of decision or I've got stuck in something and my mind has created a scenario and I go into that triangle and look and I'll look to see who's at the top of the apex. And sometimes, you know, it's soul sitting up there going, this is what I want, and I'm the one directing this right now. And so I'll connect to soul and I'll, you know, do negotiations. It's like I call it in the committee room and sit and mediate between my divine self. I connect to it, and then I'll mediate between soul and human and spirit until everybody gets calmed down and they can, and then it's like, okay, is this okay with you? And then they drop back down, and then spirit can start bringing the energy back in. Like on this trip, when I was coming on this trip, so I left Asheville, and I still own a house in Kentucky where my daughter lives in the house, so I stopped there and did some stuff. You know, there was a few scenarios come up, and it was the human aspect still working out some things, and I'd sit with it to see what that was about. Then when it was time to leave, I heard stop in Santa Fe. So on the way, I did a side trip to Santa Fe and ended up there for a week. I didn't think I knew anybody in Santa Fe. And I got there, and within 24 hours, I ran into 5 people that I knew.
Wow.
People that I had met in Asheville, some connection to something like that. I ran into a client that was there on vacation. It was just like, it was crazy. And so I ended up staying a week and had an opportunity to be there 3 weeks. And everything started, like, going out of balance for me. And it was like I started like, what's happening? This doesn't feel right, you know? And I was really in this loving the people that I was with, and my personality self wanted to have that experience because I was having so much fun with everybody. But it started feeling unstable, like nothing underneath my feet was stable anymore. And I was feeling weird, and I couldn't get, you know, it was just like I felt like I was spinning out. And so when I got out of the energy and got a little out of that, drove down a little bit, went to the hot springs and got back, you know, grounded in this, it was like my soul had something, a connection to someone I had basically met on the street and had this connection with, and it wanted to stay there and play that out. And it was just like, you know, and I connected to my future self, and it's like, do I really need to do this? And it was like, no, go on and go to Sedona and finish activating out your codes, and then your soul will be able to see through this, and you won't have to play this out in the 3D in this way. And so I left, you know, and I came here, and it was just like this. And as soon as I got here, it felt home to me. And when I say it feels home to me, I feel grounded. Like my feet feel like, oh, this, they, I feel grounded. I'm totally in my body. And it's like, and I'm in my body and solid and totally open up to spirit at the same time.
That's beautiful.
Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely. And you know, when, you know, that feeling of being grounded is because that's where you're meant to be, in that space, in that energy, right? And it's like being totally present in it, you know? So, you know, we're so used to being up there, right? But we can't really, you know, it feels good as much as, you know, it feels good, but you're not physically there, and you can't really do anything when if you're not physically there and grounded in that energy, right? So,
Right. If things aren't working, then it's probably not meant to be. You know, when we try to keep going up against something and going up against something, and we start feeling a little wiggy, you know, when everything starts wigging out a little bit, it feels a little like, oh, what's happening today? Then it's like, yeah, it's probably time to look in a different direction. It's there, you know, it's everything coming together. So that little triangle in there was, you know, shaking. It's like it wasn't standing it wasn't in balance. It was like spinning around. And, feeling shaky, you know, like the tower was a little shaky, and it's like, okay. So that's the difference in between it. We can do it either way. That's why we have free will.
Yeah.
We came to a zone, you know, that has that right now, that we came to a consciousness that humanity agreed to come in the form that it is for the whole cosmos and the way that we're doing this. And, you know, we chose to live in this free will zone. And so this whole part of surrendering your free will to the divine will is really, it makes you stronger and you become a sovereign being by doing it. Because some people think, well, if I surrender, then doesn't that mean I'm, you know, jerked around by everything else out there? And, you know, surrender is like a scary word or something. But the truth is, when you surrender, what happens? You go to the winning team, you know. You're not defeated, you cross over to the winning side. It's like, so that whole part of that, that's, you know, what that means to us and the misconcept of all of that energy that's with that, because it's really about stepping into that energy of being the sovereign being that we are.
Absolutely. And being the sovereign being, and, you know, being and expressing ourselves in a way that feels right to us, not what everybody else expects, and not even what we have tried for years on end that hasn't worked. You know, it's like, okay, maybe that's not what we're really meant to do, because if you would have been meant to do that, it would have happened somehow, if you were taking consistent action. I don't know. It's a tricky one, isn't it? It's like, how do you know when?
Yeah, because most of our good data that we have collected, you know, in being here in this, all of our little information that we store, it's came second hand, you know. It's like most of it came from our emotional experiences, or it's been passed on from parents or siblings or peers or teachers or, you know, whatever that is. And so our core beliefs have been, you know, formed around that and rooted in the culture. And in the, you know, the DNA embodiment that we come in, you know, it's in the skin suit. It's like all of that energy's there. And so moving through this process of this, like one of these, some of this rebirthing process that I've went through was, I knew that I rebirthed myself through the Cosmic Mother, which is this a cave that I found on my walk. You know, I think I'm the person that discovered this cave like nobody else has ever found it before. But the tree told me to come over, and I found it. And it's a little 3x3x3, you know, a tiny little cave. And I actually crawled into it. It's like I trusted spirit. It's like crawl into the cave. And I did. And I was like, I hope there's no snakes in here. I did look to see. I had common sense to look to see if there was any snakes, and kind of thumped on the rocks. And I had this activation that happened to me. And when I came out, I totally felt like I had been reversed. And it was like, this is the Cosmic Mother. And you've went through, like, clearing my DNA codes. And it's like, I'm at a time that I can do that now. I've done work. I mean, I've worked on this, you know. It's like I've worked on clearing all of these encodements. And sure enough, I reset, like, any defense codes that I had. It wasn't 20 minutes after I got back to the house. I had a, text, and it was like it's accusatory energy coming at me from, you know, my beloved daughter. And it was, and when I went into my heart and into my high heart, because I thought, what is going on? I just got rebirthed. And I saw her through the compassion. She felt that change in me. And so all of a sudden, you know, something shifted in her. And so she was reaching out to some way to reconnect that energy, because something all of a sudden was gone. She felt the shift. Mm-hmm. And when I looked through my heart and through, when I sat in it and I could go through my heart and not through the emotions and feel it through the compassion and look through the eyes of that, it was like I had so much compassion for her. And I, you know, it was like I realized, wow, you know, I felt this, like what it felt like to be in the dark and everything and changed and not knowing what the change was. And that, it, and so I then could go, you know, I could text back and go, oh, sorry about that. Didn't mean to cause stress in your life. I didn't have to win. I didn't have to be right or go, well, you did this and you did that. I didn't have to get into that scenario. It didn't matter. You know, it's like I didn't have to be in the blame game anymore. And our society is so set up from that. You know, it's like whoever wins the blame game, it's who is, you know, that's who wins. And it just keeps us in that game of that. So, you know, when you can really see through compassion, you don't have those defense patterns anymore and you don't have to win. It's like you can just be in love with humanity.
Hmm.
So that's where we're going.
Beautiful. I love it.
Good thing.
Yes, absolutely. I'm just looking at, we have some questions coming in on the Q&A. We have some questions, some people with their hands raised. So do you want to take some questions first and then we'll do the process after and then we'll maybe take some more questions after that?
Okay.
All right, let's see what we got.
We can do that.
Okay, so phone number ending in 7120, 7120. Hello? Cheryl? Yes, yes, no? Okay, going. We'll try and get back to you. Cheryl? No, okay. We'll come back. All right, we're going to go to phone number ending in 0710. 0710. Hello?
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Joan. How are you?
Good. I can hardly hear you. Can you just speak up a little bit?
Yeah, me too.
Yes. What question can I ask today?
What question would you like to ask?
Oh, okay. I would like to ask about finances. See what's going on. Can you do a soul reading or something like that?
I'm having a really hard time hearing her, so I didn't get the name, and I heard finances, and that's all that I heard.
Say it again, please.
What's your name again, Sarah? We couldn't hear you at the beginning.
Oh, Joan.
Joan.
Yes.
Jill?
Joan.
Joan.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a little broad spectrum because I don't do that. I don't, you know, so what the way I work. And what I do is I connect to divine and then go through your energy and then, you know, see what it is, how you're creating whatever this is. And it's about your empowerment and then clearing out, you know, whatever that energy is and turning it over to soul and spirit. Because sometimes it feels like your question came from the mind. And that it's and so sometimes that's not what the issue is at all. So just to let you know, okay? So
okay.
If I have your permission, I will open up your records and then drop into the energy that's present and just see what that is to work with for you personally, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So I step into the light of the divine, and I'm going to open up everybody's records right now. That's on, that's going to, you know, that any call that's going to come in, so this part will already be done, and set the intention that whatever energy comes in, that this healing, so to speak, this sacred witnessing goes to everyone on the call with whatever issues that it is that comes up for them, and that we can utilize this energy for all of us. And I'm getting to say this because when I checked into the energy of this group before this call, the thing that come up was scarcity, lack, and it was energy around abundance and not being able to know where that comes from and how the trust of that. So I had and I had forgot that until you brought this up, and it's like, oh, well, no wonder that was the first call because I did tap into that earlier, and I was going to do that in the group get download, some energy with that, okay? So I step into the light of the divine. And as spirit, to utilize the energy as a sacred witness to bring forth this energy in the highest octave possible. And so we asked to open up Joan's records, so her energy signature and the information that's available to her and for the whole entire group, for this group consciousness, the highest octave that's available. So what I'm getting basically, which is kind of general, but it's big, it's like that being stuck into a paradigm and what that paradigm is and what finances are and what those distorted matrices are that are all connected to that, that goes through the lineage and just the whole paradigm and how it has to be done and what the consciousness of that is. And so what I'm hearing from Spirit is that fastest, if you want to call it that, because we could work on a whole big bunch of your beliefs and doing a whole big bunch around that, but is to download the truth of value and what that really is and not this distorted version that's out there and how to feel that in every cell of your body. And with the value comes the energy of significance. Because there's some looping stuff that I'm seeing in the mind about finances and what and how finances bring significance and just the energy of that. And so this is like breaking free of what that is. And there's a bunch of energy personally in your throat, and it could be in a lot of other people's throat. And the throat is like there's some betrayal stuff. And it's self-betrayal and the times that you held your own power back and devalued yourself in what you thought would bring you significance. And it's created a loop that you keep bringing I don't know if you keep bringing it, but some people have. It's like it's created a loop that sets up this scenario of this paradigm to play this matrix out in this way. Okay? So do you understand? The information that, do you understand what that, any of that that I said?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what that betrayal was.
There's like so many levels of it in so many lifetimes that's been created and created and created that it's like I don't have enough time on the call to go into all of that story lineage of that because I see multiple dimensionally and it's like, you know, it's a whole movie. It's like tons and tons and tons of it. So it's like, and even how money is betrayed and what that is and the whole energy of that, and there's like beliefs around money's evil, so if money's evil, then all kinds of stuff, okay? So it's like to download this energy of value and significance will help clear out a lot of that paradigm.
Okay.
But you don't have to hold these frequencies, and that you can move through this with grace and ease, okay?
Oh,
great. So if any of you all have your water out there, it's like I'll download the frequencies into your water so that you can have this. And so it's the energy, the truth of value and what that is and how to hold that within your own embodiment. So we're going to clear this. There's some energy within the solar plexus that's also that goes with this about power and what power is. There's some slavery stuff in there, humanity being enslaved to this matrix that it's in with money and finances and the way that that is. Shuturo shata karita buru shata karita mona karitara satara yito rata karitora shata karitara sita karitoro shata kare no sata karitara in shata karitero sutu karitara. So I'm going to pull this distorted matrix from the group energy to and send this back, this whole energy around this slavery to financial institutes, where that's plugged in at and how we've been depowered from that. And and then download the truth of significance and what that really is in every cell of the body. And the truth of freedom of abundance and what that is in every cell, the knowing and feeling and understanding throughout your lineage. And there's this energy of not depowering yourself to be empowered, because there's some confusion with that and the dichotomy of the energies. Okay, so there is a whole, like, the amygdala is a part of the brain that carries a bunch of the traumas and stuff like that, and the beliefs and all those core beliefs that's been said to you, you know, through this lifetime. And so there's, like, a whole template to pull. You're not wanting to surrender it personally. I mean, it's like I can see it going into the whole grouped consciousness and where it's being downloaded and then, you know, into the water and then for the support. So the energy's there for you to support you if you choose to accept it. But there's a part of you that on a personal level that you're really wanting to hold on to this. And it's got to do with some martyr energies and some archetypal stuff with that. So, you know, you want to sit down and look at that. And be the authentic with yourself and how it's serving you, because there's a part that is stuck in how it's serving you. So these energies that I've downloaded are there for you to support you so that you can move out of that. Okay?
Thank you so much.
So thank you for
thank
your
you.
Question and for your call. Did you feel any of the energies going in?
Yes, I felt my hand clenching and tightening. And that was a good job, Kimberly. I feel my mouth is just like vibrating at this point. I feel the energy in my mouth.
Yay!
Just let it go, release, and unclench those hands too, you know?
Yeah. That's really symbolic, and it's that. And when we're letting go of that, and it's like breathe it in and breathe that energy in, and that, yeah. That you'll be supported. The divine is here to support you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Joan.
Thank you.
Ooh, that was big.
That was.
That was big energies.
That was great. Thank you. Let's see. We've got phone number ending in 8600. Hello?
It might be me.
I think so.
Oh, hi, everybody. It's Ekaterina Kimberly. I would like to tell everybody that I worked with Kimberly in the individual sessions. She's really great. She helped me so much. I really recommend anybody who might consider. This is, like, really, I'm so happy for you that you settled in Sedona, and hopefully everything will go really well for you. And Shefali,
you kept going across my mind yesterday, and I was like, I haven't connected to her. So.
Exactly. So I'm really happy.
My future self must have known I was going to hear from you today.
Wow. Well, and Shefali, we are in the same city. So,
yeah,
like,
I see that.
Too bad, like, you are leaving. I actually love Ottawa. Like, I feel it's a great energy to...
It is, yeah.
...to heal us and, like, so nurturing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking my call. It's actually the first time I'm calling in.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I've been having such intense ascension or descension, will probably the right word, symptoms of burning, like burning in my stomach, burning in my lungs, has been going on for last 2 months. Maybe, Kimberly, you will have a good look at it.
Okay. Let's go through your body and see what's happening with you. Okay, so let's drop in. So, okay, so when I went into your energy, it went straight to, like, to your throat and to your stomach. And there's a lot of energy that's burning off of you, and it's like, so it looks like you may be having a little bit of high acid in your body itself, and so it's like where you're processed a lot of stuff, and it's like you kind of, it needs balance. It's like you need some more alkaline type things into your body to bring balance. I'm even getting to, like, do maybe baking soda or something like that. And it's like, so that's what some of that is. So you've got some physical stuff going on with this. And it is like, you know, the body's trying to catch up with your light body and all the work that you've done. And so the processes of that, and you're holding yourself back. Because it's like you step into this and you're doing these activations and the energy's there for you to just step into it. And you pull yourself back. And when you pull yourself back, then there's that, like, it's almost like a combustion type of energy, like the fire is coming up through you to move you into another octave. And when you pull yourself back and not move on into that flow, you're feeling it in your physical body. It's like, so that's, you know, it's part of it going, okay, take a breath, step into it. And it's there for you, and that you're holding yourself back, okay?
So is it a fear for stepping out? What is the main reason I'm holding myself back?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Is it a fear of stepping out, or why am I holding myself back?
Oh, I don't know. Why are you holding yourself back? Why are you holding yourself back?
I don't know.
Tell us why you're holding yourself back. How does it benefit you to hold yourself back?
Is it some fears still, like some fears of persecution or something like this, which are still playing out, or what do you perceive?
Let's see what downloads that will help you bring into balance to step into that sovereign self that you're there to be. Let me see what's the highest and best energy to bring in for everybody that you're holding yourself back in some way, that when your fire comes up and you're holding it back, and so it's like burning out through your system. So they're telling me to download divine flow, and so it's more like a water type of energy, and it's like when we're and water is like the Neptune energy. Right now, Neptune just went retrograde. And so it's this energy that's coming in to kind of backwash from the soul and to utilize that energy to flush out anything that no longer serves so that this fire can move on into the soul purpose. So, okay, let me see. Let's download Divine Flow. Anointing, feeling, and understanding in every cell of the body and the mind, really in the mind. It's like to trust this, the energy of the divine flow, and to how to swim with that, to be in that flow of that. There's some stuff going on at your pancreas and over there on the pancreas and spleen side. So they're balancing out some digestive issues. Pancreas and spleen is earth, and it's the sweetness of life, and allowing that to be in the joy of that. When the pancreas is in its divine flow, it undulates like a dolphin. And so it's that, you know, dolphins always bring joy in. And so it's that. And when you're when we're stuck sometimes and the pancreas starts giving its enzymes away to the rest of the digestive system, and then it starts feeling depleted. So you've got a little bit of that going on, okay? You might want to take some enzymes to help support the pancreas.
Okay.
And they're telling me your adrenals look better and that you know what that means. Okay? So
yes.
It's like you've had some adrenal exhaustion and that looks more in balance. So your body's coming back into balance.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you for giving me some insights. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shefali.
You're welcome. Okay, so we'll try and get to some more questions after, but I'm not sure how long the process will take. Kimberly, you want to do the process now?
Oh, yeah, because I don't know either. We'll see what it is. We've already done so much process. I'm not sure.
I know,
what
eh?
What to do. We'll find out.
It's about connecting to our future self, right? So,
yeah, that's what we're going to do. Thank you for reminding me. That's what
you're
I was going
to
say. They're saying, oh, you remember, you're going to help them connect to their future self.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody just breathe in and bring your energy back into your own essence. So from the third eye, all of that psychic energy that's out there that's connected to all of humanity's mind, all the woulda, shoulda, couldas, what's going to happen tomorrow, what happened yesterday, and all of that energy. It's like pulls that in, like away from the mind of humanity and all of the consciousness that's out there. So it's just like bring the energy back to yourself, like call your own psychic energy back into your own third eye, back into the center of your head, into your own awareness, the power of that that's with inside of you and not out into all these other fields. So breathe that in. Let go of all of the mumbo-jumbo stuff that's out there in the monkey mind. And with that breath, and drop your own awareness. And when I say this, it's just like you don't have to really do anything. It's just like let it all go and know that this is happening for you. So bring your own awareness into your heart. And we're going to go through the back of the heart into your awareness triangle. And so sometimes when that opens up, it'll may feel like your wings open up in the back, and you step into this point of grace. So as you step into this, you're invited into this sanctuary that's your sanctuary. And the invitation is always there. It's always open for you to connect to your own divine essence. So from the heart opens from that back, and it opens up through the front and bypasses any of the emotional energies, the hurts, the pain that the heart is held on to, because in the center of this is where that divine essence is. So connect to your divine essence and feel what that's like to know that it's there. Just allow it to happen. It's a place of being an allowance to surrender to that divine essence. So you're surrounded in this Trinity triangle of your spirit and your soul and your human aspect and the support of that. So breathe that energy in, what that's like to be with that. So it's spirit that I am. Call forth the energy to connect to my divine self of who I am. So feel that through your heart. There's an infinity symbol that goes from your physical heart to the heart of your divine self, and it's a flow that's there. And that energy drops down through your core, and it goes down, all the way down into the core of Gaia's heart, which is your Earth core star. It's below your feet. And that aligns up to your Earth purpose, with that connection between you and your divine self. And it goes simultaneously up through your whole core, all the way out your crown chakra up into your solar star, which is like your God consciousness realization, bigger than this Earth existence. So in this balance, in this place of this with your divine self, invite your future self into this triangle. There's a triangle now. It's within the outer triangle of the spirit and the soul and the human aspect. And then there's another triangle that's within the center. And that's your divine self, you, and your future self. So feel that as that comes in, that knowing and feeling and understanding of what that's like to connect to your future self. So that's the future self of this lifetime. And the one that's also connected to all time, to all existence. Feel what that feels like to connect to that, to your sovereign self. Breathe that energy in. And if you choose, allow your future self to upload you with the divine blueprint and clear out any obstacles from the soul or from human, from your DNA lineage, any encodements that have held you back, and surrender this. And trust your future self. What that's like to trust your future self. Knowing and feeling and understanding of that in every cell of your body. No se te queritora, shatara queritora, bacaritera. No se te queritera. No se te queritera. So just let that come up. And if there's any fear that comes up, it's okay. It's okay. Just breathe into that expansion. Uno sotto coritara, sotto chiritura, sottara chiritara, sotto coritara, macaritara. And fill yourself with gratitude with all the aspects of self, the parts of ego that we needed to get us to this point, this energy that we're in now. We thank them for the work that they've done to get us here. And that this accumulated knowledge from all time is within the future self. And it's our right to connect to this. It's our divine birthright to be this. I'm going to clear out any emotional imprints and implants that are within the mind, body, and even out into your field that may not have hit yet. I'm seeing some distortions that are still out in the astral plane. There's some energy there that's stuck in some minds of like some future self kind of destruction codes because of crap that's been put out there, you know, projected into humanity. And so it's like letting that go and to trust this and that it's the divine plan of how we move forward with humanity. Uno shata karitoro shatora karitara makoreitara sita koreitara shata koreitara. And the truth of the safety of this and the power of it, and that it's safe to stand in your full power. Makora shatora karitara shata karitoro kora in sita koreitara. So breathe that in. We're going to ground this in by recalibrating our soul assimilation point, which is right at the sternum, and somewhere within you, you know where that is. And for the soul to calibrate to that highest octave of this energy and this connection to the future self. Ooh, there's a bunch of joy going on with that. They're doing the happy dance in there. And that drops down into your core star, your earth core star, that's where your earth purpose is for this lifehood, where those Akashic records are for all of that. And for that to upload to the highest frequency, to the divine plan, and that connection with Gaia, feel that support from her. We activate the infinity symbols that she holds for us. It's how to be supported, that foundation. Knowing and feeling and understanding of that in every cell of your body, how much she loves you. She is the divine mother. She's the nurturing one that gives us everything of life. And that energy comes up, and there's another infinity symbol at the knees. And when that activates, it's how to walk forth in this energy, what it's like to be supported, how to walk forth with it. And then there's another infinity symbol as the energy moves up at your hips. When this activates and it crisscrosses across the tailbone, what we've labeled as the root chakra, and that uploads into your whole energy system, all your energy signatures, the truth, the infinite wisdom of survival, and the truth of what that is. Every cell of your body, all layers, all times, all dimensions, creating a unified system, a supportive unified system. And that energy, that infinity symbol, moves all the way up through our body, balancing, male, female, yin, yang, action, nurturing. It crosses across the heart. Creating a sacred container for this energy, its heirs, to be it's like a little egg in there, a golden egg. And that moves all the way up to all of the rest of the energy signatures and centers. Into the solar consciousness. Feel that upgrade and that connection to your God consciousness, that unit that you are. Activating your light body and repairing any distortions and clearing any matrices that no longer serve you. the opportunity to unplug from those and to let them go. We'll close the access points to those that are ready for that. Okay, so just breathe that energy in. Bring yourself into this time that we call now. So I'm going to send the energy to any containers of water that you may have with you or any that you intend. We can send it out to that, and that you have this to support you. You can use it as a mother tincture, and however you're guided to use it, you can put it in other water. You can take baths in it. You can drink it. Vasuto carita rashta rakore shta karino rashta karamete toro shta karita ramakare toro sutto carita rashta kare sitte carita. Okay, so just breathe that in. And I know that they'll keep integrating within your system, and you can connect to that at any time. And start with your future self. Take notes. That's what I do. Get directions. And when you align, if you don't feel the connection, then make the effort to connect to it. Okay. Thank you all.
Wonderful. Thank you. I just feel like taking a nap. So I would definitely suggest everybody that just ground in to Mother Earth so that we can be more present here and drink some of that water that we have as well. That'll help us to come back to the present. Oh, wow, that was great. Thank you, Kimberly.
No, I'm drinking water myself. It's like, drink the water.
Exactly. So we are going to hopefully, if we have time, we're going to take a few more questions. But I wanted to talk about the special offer that you have for us. You briefly mentioned it when we were talking earlier. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. For those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Kimberly10. And this is the Alchemy of the Heart series. So if you can briefly talk about it. Kimberly,
yeah,
there's two
the series
packages.
Was designed from some live workshops that I taught, and so I took the highlights, the core essence of the class, and so the whole class is about, so it was three different classes, and so this is a build-up of this and how it correlates with each of it, and it's connecting to your heart, and your heart aligning your mind and your brain into this path of peace. And so it's like going into the heart and the heart actually teaching the mind how to connect to this. And so then we can, what is the right word? I'm losing words. I should have talked about this before I did the activation. How to get the mind to produce this. And it's like, so it comes from the heart. And it's like instead of the scenario goes coming from the mind. And when we connect to the heart and do this energy, it's the alchemy of that. So the heart itself knows the path of peace. And so it's like we connect to that, and then the heart actually teaches it to the brain. And then there's some processes in there that you can do that to align that for the heart to teach the brain. So there's, through the course of this, you learn how, like, the intrinsic pathways that are within the brain, it's like our central nervous system actually creates these pathways. And so from the emotional, traumas that have happened, and then we keep looping in that because it's like it's the pathways already created, so it's the way we go again. And so it's how to shut those down, the dendrites from that, and then pull those back because those aren't needed anymore. We did that a little bit when we did, with this activation, pulling back from that mind. and closing those down, because we don't need those past fear anymore, you know, to be out there in that waiting for this, and to trust the heart, and then the heart actually teaches the brain. So that's what the whole series is about. So it starts out with the path of peace, and then there's transmissions. So I took out the transmissions is in the whole thing, and then I also made MP3s where you can go in and just do your transmission part, and you just, after you listen to the class, then you don't have to keep going back and listening to all of it. You can, because every time you do it, you're going to hear more information. But sometimes, you know, we only have 15 minutes of our day to do this stuff. So that's what the package is about. And let me see if there's anything else. So that's what's in Package A, this whole class of this, and then Package and three live calls with me. So in the three live group calls, we kind of do like what we've done today. It's like whatever's up in the energy, I talk about whatever's there and what's coming in for me in the moment. So it's like whatever is here right now. And we'll probably work a little bit with this package and actually connecting to that in the heart, teaching the brain, the energies. And so that's what happens in the group things. It's like I'm there. You can ask questions, whether it's about humanity or things that's going on with you. And there's always a transmission within it on the calls. And the calls can last anywhere from an hour to, you know, sometimes they go. Sometimes we are having so much fun, they get a little long. So anyway, that's what happens with that, with the three live calls. And they're recorded, so you have the replay to those, and the replays are just as powerful. If you can't be on the live call, it's like you'll have that forever to keep. And then the package B is everything that's in A plus a session with me, a one-on-one session with me. And so basically in that package you're getting all the classes free because of the price of the second package. I think what did I list that for you?
$147,
I think.
Yeah,
$147.
So that's
the deal. I must have been crazy that day. I don't know what I was thinking.
I know, I saw that. It's like, oh, okay, interesting.
I know, it's hard to, you know, and it's hard to put a value with the classes because so much happens in the three live calls.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's basically like having three sessions with me within that itself.
Yeah,
so that's
true.
That's what the packages are.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Is there anything else I need to explain with that?
No, I think that's good. No, thank you. So that is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Kimberly10. So do we have a few more minutes to take some more questions? And you know, so I just want to ask everybody, how was that process for you? I mean, for me, I was like,
yeah.
You know, that was great. So, you know, you can write in the Q&A or you can tell us live on the call. So we're going to take a few more quick questions. But how was it for you? Tell us. We would like to know. Kimberly would love to know. Okay, so we're going to go to – where are we going? We're going to the phone lines quickly to see what's going on on the web call. Sandra, hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Shani. Yeah, and Kimberly, that was amazing call. My body responded incredibly to the work that you're doing. So, pretty amazing. Thank you. And
yay.
I think your package is amazing too. So, I just wonder, can you tap into me and just because I have I'm sure you'll find out when you tap into me. There's some blockages. And, I would like your insight. But I'm going to get your package as well.
What? I'm sorry, what did you say about the blockages? I didn't hear some piece right
before
that.
Well, I have blockages in my system.
Okay. In your physical system, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so let me connect into your energy. I'm sorry, what was your name again? I need to ground myself from whatever this activation was.
Well,
what was your name?
My name is Sandra.
Sandra. Okay. Yes. I knew that. My teacher just knew that. Okay. Okay. So let me drop into your energy. So, it actually took me straight to your heart valves. And so there's some energy in there. It's like I went straight into the heart. And so I don't know what the blockages are in your system, but that's where it took me to today. And there's some energies that are moving out with that. Have you had any kind of heart stuff going on?
Only past life stuff, no. Not that I, you know, I have so much stuff going on in my body. Just I have a humongous belch. And it is getting better, but I actually was feeling my heart racing when in this last activation that you did.
Yeah, there's some. It's wanting to open up. I'm seeing some stuff that's like being caged over, and so your meridian wise, the small intestine, and I think that's right. I could be saying this wrong right now. Small intestine and heart are both there. Fire meridians, and so it's the energy of that. So there's like a balance within the elements, you know, that wants to come into play. And so there's some energies with that that's not balanced right now for you. So let me see what we can do with this. So you've got too much wood energy right now, and so wood is like gallbladder energy. I don't know if you still got your gallbladder in there. I didn't look to see, but
yeah,
wood is gallbladder liver energy. So there's an imbalance that's going on between the fire and the wood. It's like so it's showing up in your system. Okay, so actually I'm getting like you need to do a gallbladder cleanse. And it's like, it feels like if you do, you can choose to do that. It's like not giving medical advice here.
Yes. Like,
energetically, I'm seeing this within that. So if you choose to do that and support that, and gallbladder energy, is about resentment. And it's the, what are you holding on to that way? So you might want to do some self-work and look at that, because sometimes we hold on to the resentment thinking that it's going to empower us, and then this will never happen to me again if I hold on to that. And so those energies even can come through from a past life, you know, that's trying to protect the heart. So there's like some imbalance going on that way is what I'm seeing in your system. Now, if there's other stuff, it's like, you know, actually, if I'm working on you one-on-one, I tell you, you know, tell me what it is that's happening, because energetically you're going to tighten you that, but it's like you don't go to your doctor without telling them something. And then I can pinpoint stuff. But that's what I'm seeing right now. And so when those two start to balance, I'm seeing it like a seesaw, then it's like there's infinity symbol that can go within the two. So sometimes what the symptoms are and where it starts at and then how the energy moves. So I'm getting for you, work with the resentment on an emotional level, and then when you start dissipating that, then some of the other stuff is going to come into balance, okay? So let me see what I can download with you. So we're clearing out anybody that's still holding on to any of those kinds of frequencies like that, and to trust your future self, and that the safety is in with that, and not holding on to the resentment of the past. Because we're in this time to create from the future, and not, you know, when we're creating from the past, then we keep putting the walls up. And then we have to keep going through the walls, and we have to keep bringing the scenarios to us to move past those. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's I could feel the energy shift there. That was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you very much.
Wow, you know, and it's just interesting sometimes what we can experience and feel, and sometimes what we can't even, right, Kimberly?
Yeah.
So, you know, there may be things going on that you're not even sensing right now, but they're going on at deeper levels or higher levels, whichever way you want to look at it. But if you allow the change to happen, it still does.
Yeah, that's it. It's about allowing, you know, stepping into that place of allowing and where we move in through that.
Yeah.
That divine flow.
Wow. Okay. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 6017. 6017. Hello.
Oh, hi. It's Marion. Hi, Kimberly and Shefali.
Hi, Marion.
Yeah.
Hi.
My question is about my higher self. You spoke about it at the beginning of the call. I still can't connect with her. And what happened on our last group a couple of weeks ago, when I tried again, I found myself in total blackness. I was like cut off from all light, and it was like very panicking. The only thing I could hear you say is breathe or something. You know what I mean? Just breathe and exhale or whatever. I have no idea. And I've listened to that call twice more. And the same thing, and I get in such a state after, like, it takes a while to let the fear and stuff go. And it's not pleasant. with my records to show something, what that's about. Like, I've tried and tried on my own, but I never, ever went into that blackness before.
Okay, so sometimes I'll ask to see what this is for you, but it's like, you know, we've just got a little bit of time now to do this, but the blackness can, and let me ask for sure if that's what it is, because as soon as you were talking, I was getting, it's like going into the void, and when we go into the void, the blackness is where all, everything is. It's like, it's not a bad thing. It's like, because when you go into the energy of that and surrender to it, then it's like you're in the void. And it's like, because sometimes when we're getting visualizations and all kinds of stuff like that, it's like we've not reached the void yet. It's like it's that place that you go and you surrender and all beginnings come from that. And it's like, so it's a place of new birth is what I'm hearing. And so there's some energies in some stuff too that's confusion. It's like confusion and how you think it's supposed to be and what should be, and then other people's energies that are stuck on you. Okay, they're working on your frontal lobe, and it's like the core stuff from this lifetime, because that whole front forehead, that's those, all of the energies that from this lifetime. So you're still holding on to fear, you know, not being safe. Afraid to surrender and afraid to just let go, and what will happen if you do let go. So I'm clearing off some energies that aren't yours, that don't need to be stuck on your head. It's like things that you're still pulling to you. Like to cloak yourself. There's a part of you, and so this is for everybody out there that you weren't accepted in any lifetime, the fear that you had to cloak yourself from the truth of who you are, and to hide your authentic self. So it's like that energy's all that, and that belief and those implants that are there from the emotional traumas, all that can draw frequencies to us other than our own frequencies. And sometimes it keeps us covered up. And then we get lost in it. We get lost. I mean, where else is the best place to hide your light? Is the dark. I mean, where are you going to hide it at? You know, we take our self-love and we hide it. And we hide it in the dark so nobody can take it from us. So it's like the best place to hide your light is to stick it under the dark and to cloak it so nobody can, you know, steal it from you. So there's those energies of that and that concept of that and what protection is. So there's some distortions in the mind with that. Okay. No sutta kuritara sutta kuritara makaritora sutta kuritara nakaritara sutta karitora in no sutta kuritara ushatara karitora sutta karitara makaritora shatara ketora shatara nakaritora sutta kuritara nakaritara sutta karitara. Okay.
Oof. Wow.
Wow. Oh, thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. So
okay.
Much.
Bless you, and thank you for all the work that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're welcome, and thank you.
Thank you, Marion. Wow, that was powerful. Okay, now I know we're getting late, but let me just take one quick question from the Q&A. Otherwise, I'm going to be like, in trouble for not taking questions from the Q&A. Hold on. 1 second. My God. So Reem in New York, I think we've heard from Reem before, and she was saying, you know, thank you for a wonderful talk. You know, what an expansion. Can Kimberly tune into my energy and let me know if there's a message for me to move forward? There's always a message to move forward, Green, but I'll let Kimberly tell you.
So the question is there a message for her to move forward or how to move forward?
To move forward. To move forward.
I'll just turn that one over to Spirit because my mom was like going, what? Okay. Okay, let's see. Is there a message? I don't know what that means. Okay, let me turn this over. It's like, that doesn't, I'm asking Spirit, and it's like, I'm just seeing hands up, and it's like maybe this is a symbol, because I'm seeing hands up and open, like, to receive.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's, it's not enough information there for me to get specific stuff with that. So
maybe the message for Reem and for all of us is to be open to the energy and
to
receive the energy, and we will get the next step to move forward, because we are all moving forward right now, you know. So it's about being open to receive those messages, those insights, those impulses.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing two hands open and, you know, palms up. So it's like that. Surrender, be open to receive, and then what comes in.
Yeah, perfect.
There's some stuff at the umbilical cord. I'm feeling pulled there to, like, release, and it's what I'm hearing, that her question would have been more how to move forward, would be more, because how brings you into expansion when you use the word how. You know, it's like, you just say that. It's like when you say, Spirit, how do I do this? That's that surrender, and it opens us up to what more is there. You know, it's like how to bring this in, and that's inquisitive energy, and it brings that to us.
Right.
And so there's some stuff there that's like releasing from her cord, her umbilical cord, of what's keeping her stuck. And so it's like old... DNA stuff, okay? So it's like I'm hearing, like, disconnect everybody from that and connect them to the Divine Mother and to Source and to Gaia, and what mm-hmm. that is to be connected to the Divine Mother and to trust the energy of that and to the nurturing one. Okay, so let's just do a little bit of activation with that for everybody and bring that frequency in. You know, what I'm getting for the whole group, and it's not, you know, specifically for this, it's kind of like, you know, closing moment here and stuff, and it's that the belief of like, how the things that we're holding on to, you know, what it is that we're holding on to and how does that benefit us. And that energy has been from those constructs of the mind, and it's all that we know. And it's like, so we're disempowering ourselves, believing how we have to hold on to stuff. And it's like, it is all that we know. And it's like really trusting and letting it all go to move in, because we don't know how it's going to be. You know, it's like this part that is so exciting of this time period we're in and how it's all going to unfold. And it's like going back to that innocence, to the innocence of child and that childlike, you know, of being rebirthed. And how is this all going to unfold in the excitement of whatever that is. And that it's like really stepping into that place of that and the excitement of it. So when we get stuck in that, you know, then it's that when we do the surrender again in the energy of, okay, Spirit, you know, this or something better. And it's like, and every time we do that, you know, when we think that we know, and then it's like, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, what the heck happened? Then that's when we breathe in and we do that again and go, this or something better. And it's like, and then it comes, and the future self can keep working with us and bring in it to us. We were not creating from the past fears. We're not creating from the known. We're creating from the unknown, which is the void, which is all that there is.
Beautiful. I love that. Thank you. And
yeah.
Reem says, you have answered more than you think. Thank you so much. So, good.
Okay.
So, yeah, perfect.
Good.
So, I know that we've gone a little bit over, and I think that you're kind of fading. I don't want to say fading, but, you know, it's like, I think, you know, we've processed a lot of energy on the call today, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting right here on top of one of these major vortexes here in Sedona. So all of that energy is here.
Oh, that's true.
It's like Bell Ross is right out my back door. I walk through it every day, you know, and it's like all of these vortexes are here. So it's like major, major energies are coming
through.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So I just wanted to remind, I know we can't get to everybody's questions, but I wanted to remind everyone to please do take a look at the special offer page at awakentohappinessnow.com/Kimberly10. And, you know, I mean, even for myself, you know, like so much stuff was coming up during these processes that you were doing, the group process and then the individual processes even. You know, a lot of energy was coming up, a lot of thoughts were coming up, a lot of everything. And it's like, okay, we're just going to let all of that go, you know? So sometimes during these calls.
And it's really fun to replay, you know. It's like, they can, don't you sell it? Do you sell the replay too, Shefali, on your show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's out there too to, like, because all of this is there. It's like there's so much. There was a lot done today. I mean, lots of major energy coming in. So cool thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, it was beautiful and so powerful. I knew it would be. That's what I said at the very beginning. Make sure you have your water. Make sure you are drinking. Make sure you, you know, are grounded, you know, because it's going to be so important. And then just going into that that sacred heart and connecting to our future self, you know, I don't think a lot of people have done that before, right? So that is so powerful. And it's a new way of getting information, you know, of getting your own information and tapping into that part of you that already knows what is happening and is going to happen and or has already happened. You know, there really is no time, right?
Yeah, and trust in yourself. Yeah. That part really is the wisdom carrier. You know, wisdom is knowledge that's went through the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And when knowledge goes through the heart, and it's that compassion, and so it's that guiding light within us that is our, you know, connection to that. And that's who that is. You know, it's like that just, as I said that to you, it's like, because I hear this stuff when it comes out of my mouth, like at the same time you all do, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, that's so cool. That's who that is. It's our wisdom keeper.
Absolutely. And, you know, and so much more of that wisdom is what wants to come through, and we just need to be willing to accept and allow and receive it.
Yeah.
So, wow. Thank you.
Wow.
This is, yeah, such a powerful, powerful call. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the replay, too, because there were some parts that I missed. You know, I mean, like, I'm here, I'm listening, I'm being present, but they're like, there's some things that I missed, you know, it's just like over my head or, you know, like I was just,
yeah,
you know.
I call that part when we're like, where did I go and what just happened? And it's, that's when I say they put you out on God's shelf, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We go into God's shelf, which is like that eighth dimensional frequency where it's like, okay, I'm here and I'm just out here in this. You know, and that's where we get, like, the keys to the universe. And we're like, oh, I finally have the keys to the universe. And then we come back into this now, and we're like, well, what were they? And where did I put them? And how do I get them?
Absolutely.
So it's those kinds of moments. And then it's just trusting it and know that it's really there and that we already all know all of this.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, this is going to be one of those calls or replays or recordings that you're going to want to listen to again so that you can just go back and process even more and receive even more wisdom. So thank you for that.
No, I can't wait to listen to it. It's like, I want to listen to it. I want to find out what actually was said. Yeah.
Yeah, because you never know. And, you know, most of us, we never know what was actually said, what we say when we're doing one of these. You know, it's like, I don't know. It just comes out. But sometimes, you know, that's the best way because it's not coming in through our mind or our ego. It's just energy coming through for someone to hear, right?
Yeah, and that's the hardest thing for me now because I've let go of so much. And I don't mean that in that way. That's the mind saying that. But this whole thing when people ask me, well, what is it that you do? And it's like, you know, for these shows, I have to write it up and make it all linear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's when it came to me. I'm a sacred witness. That's what I do now. You know, it's like, be the sacred witness. And when we can be the sacred witness for each other, all things can happen.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as you witness,
you know,
things change, right?
You know? Yeah. It's like everybody can have whatever that is that is for them and what that, you know, divine purpose that you came for.
Mm-hmm.
It's here. We all have that somewhere within us, whatever that frequency that we said, I'll be the one and I'll come to Earth and experience that energy. We're all the gift to humanity. Everybody that here is that mm-hmm. gift within themselves.
Oh, beautiful. That's perfect. Thank you. And I was going to say, so do you have any words of wisdom for us? But that last little bit about we are all gifts to humanity just as we are with whatever it is that we're doing. There's nothing that we need to do more. There's nothing that we need to do better. Just us being in our heart and functioning from that space. You know, we are such a great
mm-hmm.
gift to humanity. So thank you.
Thank you, Shivali.
And I want to thank all the callers and listeners and for being on the call, for sharing the space with us. I know it was so powerful for everyone involved, and you helped to co-create the space with us. So thank you. And, you know, at the end of the show, I'm always so overwhelmed with gratitude and just, you know, my heart is just so overflowing with gratitude for you and compassion for you and so much love and appreciation for all of you. And because you spent this time with us, you've shown up, like Kimberly had said, you know, earlier on the call, it's about showing up. So you have shown up, and I thank you for that, and I honor you. And it's such an honor and blessing for me to facilitate these calls, you know, more and more. Each time I do a call, it's like it's, again, I feel it again and again and again, how important these calls are, how important it is for us to share and for us to release and let go and for us to bring in more of that light, more of that peace, more of that love, more of that deeper connection. So thank you. I love you, everyone. Have a great day. And until we meet again tomorrow, we have another call tomorrow. May you be blessed with abundant happiness, joy, love, peace, prosperity, and an ever-expanding connection with spirit. You all mean so much to me. Thank you. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.